Next up on the teleconference is Wisconsin head coach Tony Granato. The Badgers were picked third in the Big Ten preseason coaches poll and placed three students on the preseason watch list, including a unanimous selection in Trent Frederick. Coach, thank you very much for joining us today. If you could give us some opening comments, then we'll go ahead and take questions.
Sure, absolutely. Obviously, last year was a fun and exciting year at Wisconsin from the standpoint that we made great strides from the previous couple years, but we also fell short of our goals by not reaching the tournament. So we got some work to do this year. I think the conference with the addition of Notre Dame, and I think the other programs have also made great strides in improving that. It's going to be a battle for all of us to get to that position. But I also think that our conference is going to be one that's going to be respected nationally, where it's potential that we could have four and potentially five teams talked about making it to the tournament. So I think it's going to be an exciting year, a very competitive year in our conference, and looking forward to getting the year underway here in a couple weeks.
Thank you, Coach. We'll go ahead and take questions now.
If you'd like to ask a question during this time, simply press star, the number one on your telephone keypad. Your first question is from Gary Santinello, New York Times.
Hi, Tony. First, Chancellor Blank looks pretty good in a Wisconsin sweater.
Good morning, Gary. Yeah, I did. I had a visit with Chancellor Blank yesterday, and we did present him with a Badger hockey sweater, yes.
I saw that. Tony, what are the pluses and minuses of being in a small conference where you see so much of the other team?
That's a great question, Gary. I think the one thing that I love about our conference is, like I said in the opening, is I think it's a outstanding conference that has elite teams in it. And, you know, you look at the two teams that were down last year in Michigan State and Michigan, and you look at the changes that they made behind the bench and the changes that they've made on how they've recruited, I think they're both back in the mix of teams that will certainly push to make a big improvement from last year. And then you add Notre Dame to it. They're a consistent team that's always at the top of the charts and rankings. And you look at the other programs last year that are coming off good years in Ohio State, Penn State, ourselves in Minnesota, and you look at competition. And I think for a college athlete and a player, you want to have teams that you play every night that is competitive, that it's exciting to get fired up for the games because you know it's going to be a battle. And I think that's what our athletes and our conference are going to see on a week-to-week basis. And the rivalries are starting to become a little bit stronger and more intense. And I think that our conference will continue to get better as the years move forward.
Thank you, Tony.
You're welcome. Thank you, Gary.
Again, if you'd like to ask a question, simply press star, then the number one on your telephone keypad. Your next question is from Casey Campbell, G1 NBC Sports.
Hey, Coach. You are starting off the season with the first week with a conference opponent right off the bat with Ohio State. What's it like to have to face off against a conference opponent so early into the season?
Well, last year I think it took us 6 weeks to be able to play a conference game. So this year is quite a bit different. But I think it's also exciting from the standpoint that the preparation now that we have in practice as we build towards the start of the season becomes that more important, that much more important. And I think that when you can get right into it and know you're going to face an opponent like Ohio State, it really gets the fans excited. It gets you excited because you know the meanings of the game are that much more important as the season moves along. So it's going to be exciting. Ohio State and us had some great games last year. We played them in the Big Ten tournament. They obviously got the bid to the tournaments, and it's a rivalry that will continue to get better. And playing games in the Big Ten early is only makes it that much more exciting for the fans as well.
Thank you.
Your next question is from John Finneran, South Bend Tribune.
Hi, Coach. I know you've not played Notre Dame a lot recently. Wisconsin hasn't. But back in the day in the WCHA, there was probably no bigger rivalry between Notre Dame and Wisconsin. How do you think the Wisconsin people will feel about having Notre Dame back and playing regularly?
Well, I think in any sport or any college, when you can get Notre Dame on your schedule, you look forward to it. So I know I am. I know respect I have for Coach Jackson and their program on everything that they've done in the past certainly makes it exciting for us to have them on our schedule consistently. I know our fans just listen to them when, you know, we talk about the season and the upcoming schedule. They're excited to have Notre Dame in our building as well. So that rivalry that was way back when I was a part of, because I was a fan that used to come up from Chicago to watch some of those games. So I remember it well. And I think it'll as soon as we get them in our building, people will remember the battles and the intensity and the competition that we'll see moving forward between the two schools.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Again, if you'd like to ask a question, simply press star, then the number one on your telephone keypad. Your next question is from Frank Mazzocco, Gopher Radio Network. And Frank, your line is open.
Sorry about that. You got me now?
Good morning, yeah. Frank. I got you.
Thanks, Tony. Sorry, I had the mute here and forgot to turn it off. If I could, I'd like to jump to the end of the season a little bit. Olympics now will have a bit of an effect on the college game once again. I'm not going to ask you a personnel question at this point, but kind of in general, what do you think it's going to mean to college hockey, where some players are going to be leading teams at a very crucial point of the season? And if I remember the schedule correctly, you guys will be returning from the Olympics just about as time for conference playoffs to start.
Yeah, well, first of all, I think it's a real positive thing for college hockey. I think anytime you can get your athletes exposed to international competition and be on the world stage at the Olympics, it's great for your program, it's great for your conference, and it's great for hockey, and certainly great for the individual player that gets that opportunity. So I think it's like anything else. So every year after the end of the season, you look at your underclassmen, you see, okay, which guys are ready to play in the NHL and which guys are going to sign and how you're going to replace them. And your job and our job as college coaches is to help them be ready for that chance and give them an opportunity when they're ready for it. So I don't think it's any different than that, than losing an underclassman. Like we lost Luke Cunningham to the Wild, and I know the Gophers lose players every single year, and so do the majority of our teams in our conference. And I think it's the same type of thing. You get them ready for their opportunity, and when they're ready to have a special chance to move on or play in an Olympic Games, as a coach and as a program, you should be excited for them and think of all the positives that will bring to your program. So missing them for a week or two, it's somewhat of a handicap from the standpoint that you'd love to have them in your lineup. But I think all of our programs are deep enough and can respect the fact that that's part of the process. I look at our roster, and I'm hoping that, you know, one or two of our guys will be considered to potentially play in the Olympics. And by no way would I say, oh, well, maybe we should leave them here because we got important games. I think if they deserve the opportunity to play in the Olympics, hopefully your team has done well enough to put you in a pretty good position as you head toward the playoffs anyways.
How about you? Are you kind of preparing your brain from going from basically one playoff to another playoff, potentially then to the NCAAs?
Well, I mean, I do have I will miss the 2 weeks. What I do have is a ton of confidence in Mark Losicki and Mark Scrobel and also Shane Connolly, who will be left behind to run our team. So I don't think our program will miss a beat. I think we'll be well enough prepared, you know, heading into that stretch that not having the coach behind the bench is going to make a big deal. And that's a credit to the guys they have working alongside me, but it's also a credit to the confidence that I have in our players. So I don't think it's going to be a distraction. I don't think it's going to affect our team. And I think if you're the players and if you're a coach and you have a player that's participating in the Olympics or has that chance to play, you're excited for them and you want them to take that opportunity and make the most of it. And I think that's pretty much the way that I've always been as a coach. When you get players that have opportunities, you know, I guess exciting as it would be to play in the Olympics, that's more important than your
games 28 and 29 of the collegiate season, and you can cheer for them and you can watch them and hope they make your school proud and your country proud.
Thanks, Tony.
Thank you, Frank.
Coach, thank you very much for your time and best of luck this season.
Sounds good. Thanks, you guys.